minutes. Spoiler in time. If you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, you are not listening to Cord Killers. Cord Killers is a show where we explore how to watch what you want, when you want, on whatever damn device you please. This is the show where we talk about the content. Unfortunately, we are down one co-host. Tom Merritt is out on assignment in jolly old England, and the only show that we were going to talk about was Blade Runner, and we decided that rather than talk about it twice, we're going to hold off and wait for Tom to come back. We'll discuss it next Monday, but we do have enough time that we thought we'd pop in and do a little bit of movie draft exploration.
And we're going to do it with Mike TV.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Mike TV's here. Also, Bryce. Let's go to the movie draft.
Oh, I think I cut it out of this thing because I didn't expect you to play.
There it is. All right. So American Made dropped last week. Man, is that last week? Yeah. And up against Flatliners? No, wait. Yeah, no. I guess we don't have it. Hasn't updated. Blade Runner is the only new release for Team Feline, who paid $75 for Blade Runner.
We'll see if it pays off, huh?
Given that it's falling short of expectations at around...
Oh, man, I hope it can make it up so that $75 is worth it.
I think all the old guys just need to kind of rally around.
Blame the old men.
Just like, watch it 2049 times. The Mountain Between Us, a cheap buy. It's number 5 in the draft. It only brought in 10 million, but that's this number 5 out of 9 so far.
Yeah.
It's not the worst thing.
I'm thinking that Blade Runner is going to be, wow, this really was Sarah Lane's big weekend with Blade Runner, My Little Pony, and The Mountain Between Us.
So all three of her four movies are out.
And that means she has a smashing total of $55 million.
Well, you know, but the good thing is that she can always look back at this weekend and be like, that was the weekend I owned. You know, like, that was my weekend.
Do you think Suburbicon could do big? I keep seeing trailers for it.
They were advertising Suburbicon way early, which makes me feel like it might be a sleeper box office.
Yeah, that doesn't come out until Halloween weekend.
Yeah, I saw ads for that a month ago.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So it looked pretty good. I'm into the idea of what's going on.
It's like quirk. It's kind of a quirky sort of thing. I don't know how serious it's supposed
to be. Quirky and violent, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it also looked pretty brutal. Team Big and Tall in first place with $87 million. Champions of Feline neck and neck with $56 and $55 million. Team Jury finally on the board with $30 million from American Made. That's not bad. $30 million for a $10 investment is not bad.
It's number 2 in the draft. Right now,
yeah,
American Made, and I think by having Tom Cruise, it gave it enough juice for, like, between being like a well reviewed movie and having Tom Cruise, it's at least gotten some juice. But I think that's died off. I mean, it's been almost 2 weeks since that came out.
Yeah, coming up this weekend, we have Happy Death Day and The Foreigner, both of them owned by Team Jury, but both of them he bought very cheaply for $5 and $7 respectively. So we'll see how that pays off for him. I got to tell you, man, I feel like I can't believe it, but I just think that Frog Pants nailed it with The Last Jedi. I think it's going to do really well.
And 85% is pretty wackadoo for Star Wars The Last Jedi.
It's pretty low, pretty low. So we'll find out.
Oh, no, I think it's high.
Oh, or really?
I think 85%.
Of the total cume, is that what it is? Yeah.
It's like, I think, I don't know. Cause
you think it should have gone lower?
I think it could have gone for 80.
Well, I know it was on track to go for 95, and 95 was the prearranged limit that both Tom and I had decided on. Yeah. And then without Tom's permission, I bit it down another. I got to 85, and I could tell, like, if I bit it down again, I'm gonna be in trouble. Yeah. So
I'll tell you what, The Foreigner's coming out this week. That's a Jackie Chan movie where he's doing kung fu in England, I think.
Isn't he like 85 years old now?
And he's still got it.
Yeah, cool.
He's still got it. Yeah, I think this could do big. I don't know. Part of me is like,
Does it look funny?
Just for the nostalgia. I have fond memories back in college of going and seeing Rumble in the Bronx and knowing that he did his own stunts and all that stuff.
It's Jackie Chan's take on Taken, I get the sense.
Awesome.
Or it's like a revenge tale, not a rescue tale.
Like,
it could, in a world where American Made did $30 million and doing well for Team Jury, you know, they only bought The Foreigner for $7, so I think I think that's
that could end up being the for some amount of time the buy of the draft. All right, so normally we would talk about a lot of shows, but we're in between a bunch of shows, and we're going to hold off on Blade Runner until next week. But we love you guys. We'll see you next time when we spoil your faces.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.